Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith over here at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from I-10 Wire 2015. And I have in front of me in our booth today, Mr. Eric Miller from Metro Systems. How are you, Eric?
Doing well.
So it says here you're an account manager, but I got a feeling you do a little bit more than that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm a jack of all trades in the HR field. Everything from finding and contacting new clients, so business development, where the recruiter had occasionally doing that side of things, as well as some internal employee management and things of that nature. So a little bit of everything, you could say.
Yeah. So how does, I guess you keep saying HR and stuff. I mean, how does Metro Systems and HR and what you do tie into this I-10 stuff?
Yeah. So Metro Systems is a IT staffing firm. What that means is we find and place IT professionals with a variety of clients in the area, everything from large government contracts all the way on up through some Fortune 100 companies in the area, as well as the smaller kind of small businesses in the area.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we play into the HR moving forward to try to expand and capture and bring the talent to the Gulf Coast here.
So what geographic regions do you guys recruit for?
So headquartered out of D.C. and
you're right in the middle of it then, aren't you?
Exactly. So headquartered out of D.C. with offices in Richmond, Virginia, Pensacola, Florida, and in February we'll be opening one in Charlotte, North Carolina. So those are where our four offices are. However, we do nationwide recruiting. You know, we've got positions that are out in Seattle. We've got some positions in California. We've seen stuff.
Wait, there's IT positions in California?
Who'd have thought it?
Or Seattle.
Exactly. So, you know, all across the country, main focus, obviously, is where those four offices are. You know, Alexandria, D.C.,
sure.
Metro area, Richmond, Charlotte, and Pensacola here, as well as, you know, Mobile, Fort Walton,
yeah.
Local market as well.
Well, it sounds to me like you may be able to validate or at least enlighten us on some things, but a lot of what Ryan and I have been hearing here today is how Pensacola is becoming a hub.
No, you're absolutely right.
For the IT and as well as the Gulf Coast. And
yep.
I think they called it the I-4 corridor as well, doing the space technology down there.
Yep.
But with you guys doing the recruiting nationwide and stuff, where are you finding the hot spots for this kind of growth and this kind of need?
So growth-wise, definitely we're seeing a lot of growth here in Pensacola. You know, obviously with the expansion Navy Federal is doing and then some of the larger government contracts
yeah.
that have been recently awarded down here, there's starting to be a lot more attention drawn to the area for the IT side.
Yeah.
As far as recruiting goes, And we're pulling people from all over. You know, there's local people, and then there's, you know, some international folks. There are people all across the country. You know, we've had people relocate from Cincinnati. We've had people relocate from Boise, Idaho. You know, so there isn't really a general area we're pulling from specifically.
Right.
It all depends on different skill sets and things of that nature.
Well, then I guess where's your area that you're recruiting to? I mean, if you're pulling, where are you sending them to?
We're bringing them here to Pensacola.
To here.
Yep,
all right.
Here,
so we're on the top of the list.
Yeah, exactly.
So, my question on the same lines is, like, what age bracket or background are you pulling those people from mostly?
So background is really pretty broad. You know, we've got a number of military people that are coming through, and then as far as the private sector, you know, people that have got a Fortune 100 background, people that have just graduated college, people that have just graduated high school even,
yeah,
you know, for
okay.
some of the lower level positions, and bringing them here to Fort Walton, Pensacola, Mobile,
yeah.
Alabama, you know, just trying to grow that awareness and bring the talent pool down to the South.
Yeah, well, you're certainly in the right room to be doing that.
Exactly.
So aside from just, I know Metro Systems playing a part in this, where did you personally, what's your E to I-10 in what we have going on here?
So with I-10, we've partnered with a number of the organizations that are here in the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're some of their top staffing providers. And so, you know, when they need the help, they reach on out to us, and then we've got the manpower and everything to
yeah.
help bring those desired people to
yeah, the right
their
talent.
Positions. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about, okay, because you're saying you're having to pull from everywhere, and you've mm-hmm. got, so you guys are constantly on the search. I mean, what do you, I guess give me your ideal candidate, and then give me just, because I know you've got some that are general. I mean, it sounds to me, from what I've heard from you and from everybody else today, is that there's not really just one type of IT training that's needed. I mean, it's sort
exactly.
of everywhere, right? So,
exactly.
So give me a little bit of background on what you guys are looking for.
Yeah, so, and you hit it right on the head. There's no one shoe fits all
yeah.
sort of approach to this. So, and we've got everything from, you know, TS cleared help desk positions that require security plus or an A plus or things of that nature, to some private or, you know, privately held organizations that are call center managers that are looking for 2 to 3 years with some Microsoft, you know, Windows experience,
right.
things of that nature. And then you get into some of the other higher level positions that are looking for 7 to 10 years of some Java development or 10 years of COBOL programming, you know, some of those more legacy technologies that are still in hot demand down here. And that's so
yeah.
back to the, you know, there is no real one shoe fits the entire place.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get a way to connect some of those people to you. So I guess a question first, I mean, are you guys, are you on the big sites and the career builders and the monsters? I mean, is there somewhere that these people can go and say, this is what I do, I'm going to give you my information and let you go find it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we're on Career Builder. Dice is a big IT.
See, I've never heard of that
one. Dice is a big IT professional, basically like an Indeed or a Career Builder or a
sure.
Monster or something like that, but it's strictly for IT.
Very cool.
We're on with that, Monster, Career Builder, plus our internal company database. If you just send us your resume, we've got over, I think last count was about 170,000 internal applicants that
wow.
we saved their resumes. So even if we don't have something available for you right there at the moment, we can get the information required and be on the lookout for you.
Okay. So where do we need to send people to do that?
There's a variety of avenues there. Obviously, you can go to metrosystemsinc.com. That's our website there. We're also on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all three of those. So if you wanted to, you could send a resume through one of those avenues, or my email or any of my recruiters' emails
yep.
here at local in Pensacola, or even through DC or things of that nature.
Sure. And you got a question?
Well, I was going to jump in here. Did you get a chance to get a box lunch today?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and is that something you think they should have here next year?
Yeah, it was a pretty good lunch today.
Good. So, just trying to get a survey of the folks out there today, figure out what their thoughts were going forward 2016. What else
yeah.
may you be looking forward to for I-10 Wire 2016?
You know, we've been here the past couple of years, and obviously the crowd keeps growing. So
yeah,
definitely
a bigger space.
A bigger space would be nice. You know, obviously some more attention. Granted, there's a lot of
business radio X is here.
Exactly. Oh, I agree.
You
with you.
You need
guys
more than this man.
Yeah,
seriously,
right.
No, you guys are great.
Thank
but,
you.
Moving forward to, you know, actually get the expansion that we need in the area and things of that nature, you know, there mm-hmm. there needs to be some interjection.
Maybe
from
some nationwide stuff.
Some nationwide stuff, as well as, you know, Navy, back to Navy Federal, you know, big Fortune 100
yeah.
company that's bringing the potential and the growth and,
yeah.
you know, the substance to the area. A little bit more of that would be nice, and I think that would kind of kickstart even, you know, the landslide effect of
sure.
what's happening
sure.
right now. So that would be nice to see, but obviously, you know, everybody's doing the best they can with it, and it's moving along pretty well.
That's
for
good,
us so
honest
far.
Feedback. Good man
yeah.
on the street kind of perspective there, and definitely keep the box lunches though. Those are great. People
yeah,
like those.
Box lunches are good.
yeah.
Box lunches were good.
Do you have any immediate positions you know off the top of your head that you know you guys are trying to fill?
Yeah. So we've got some open Java development roles here in the area, as well as some Linux systems engineer roles. As well as some software engineers requiring
okay.
some .NET and things of that nature, as well as some SQL DBAs.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head, those are four big ones for us right now.
But that's awesome. You've got four positions
oh,
right
yeah.
now
yeah,
top of your head
that.
Ready to fill.
Yep. Yep. Right yeah. now we're still accepting resumes for, and you know, going through us definitely helps because we
yeah.
can kind of align.
I'll send you a couple of hackers your way that I met
exactly,
earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
we'll get you aligned with what the managers and what the internal side of the companies we work for
right.
are actually looking for
yeah.
And you know, if it's either a waste of your time or if, you know, it's actually something we think
yeah.
you should pursue.
Very cool. Well, Eric, I want to thank you for stopping by our booth today and hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Eric Miller with Metro Systems. Ryan, I don't know about you, man, but I'm having fun.
Yeah, it beats working for a living, doesn't it?
I know, it really does. So, Eric, I'm going to give you my bag so you can go around and get some swag for me. How about that? All right.
I'll try my best. I'm only going to take out the good stuff.
All right, guys. This has been Pensacola Business Radio X, broadcasting live from I-10 Wired Gulf Coast out here at beautiful Pensacola Beach. Eric, again, I want to thank you for coming by, and I hope you have a great afternoon and enjoy the rest of your I-10 experience.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.